Good afternoon and welcome to The Choir, a local discussion segment on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender topics. I'm Sue and I'm in studio today with Buddy and with our special guest, Dr. Elliot Outschul, staff psychologist at Humboldt State University. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Today we have a very serious topic, LGBT suicide. The reason we're doing this show today is because suicide is the third leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds, and queer youth are up to four times more likely to attempt suicide than their straight peers. That's shocking to me.
We all know that there have been a rash of LGBT teen suicides lately, primarily young men, but I think that there's been a lot more focus on the effects of bullying. And the one thing that I want to say is that bullying often confirms some of the negative ideas that young people have internalized from growing up. And I think that that leads to difficulties with self-esteem. Growing up in a world that gives you messages that you're not okay as you are makes it very difficult to develop healthy self-esteem. And so when that is combined with rejection from your own family, that often leads young people to feeling like they just can't go on. It's certainly something that has been addressed of late, and I want to pay homage to Dan Savage's It Gets Better campaign, which has been really important, but also the fact that that campaign itself has been intimately connected with the Trevor Project.
What is the Trevor Project?
The Trevor Project is specifically a hotline that has been set up for young people who are struggling with suicidal feelings around their sexual orientation or gender identity. I think the folks at the Trevor Project are certainly well-versed and well-prepared to respond to some of those difficulties, and it's a great resource. The phone number for the Trevor Project is 866-488-7386, and we'll repeat that number at the end. Since the It Gets Better Project has begun, the Trevor Project has had a huge increase in calls. People are reaching out, which I think is really important, and people are getting the help that they need.
So one thing I really want to hammer home is this internal feeling that you're talking about. It sounds like internalized homophobia. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how it originates?
I think we all grow up in a world where there are mixed messages and plenty of negative messages about what it means to be a sexual minority. There are still plenty of folks who would vote against us, who would take away our rights. I think that we've been a lot more visible lately because of the internet and because of our global connections. With that increased visibility comes increased negative messages in response to it. Growing up in a world where there are so many negative messages about what it means to be a sexual minority, it's impossible to grow up in a world like this and not take those messages in and believe them about yourself. Those messages, when you do believe about yourself, are what constitute internalized homophobia.
Before I actually knew what internalized homophobia was, I just thought it was a phase, like when you're thinking about all these feelings and how society kind of dumps everything on you. But as I've grown older, I've realized that, no, like, this sticks with you. I'm in my 30s, but I think that even in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, you still feel that internalized homophobia. For those listeners who are in their teens and their 20s, who are thinking they may outgrow this, it's okay to feel how you feel. However, it's not okay to be victimized by all these different societal pressures. What I'm trying to say is you're not alone in feeling this internalized homophobia.
I think of internalized homophobia as being something that's everywhere, that all of us who are members of the sexual minority community are carrying some degree of internalized homophobia. It's not whether we are or not, it's how much of it are we still holding on to, and where did it come from? What are the messages specifically that we heard that we've taken in that tell us that we're not okay? Unfortunately, our job growing up is to learn how to counter those messages with positive messages. And that's why I think it's so important to find community, to find people who celebrate you for who you are rather than tolerate you or put up with you. I think it's really crucial to find places where you feel free and welcomed and celebrated for exactly who you are. If your own family can't be there with you, then much of what we do in growing up is creating chosen family, surrounding ourselves with people who love us and celebrate us for who we are.
What surprises me about internalized homophobia is when it comes up, because
yes,
I don't feel like I carry it, but I know I do.
Right.
I was recently at a safe space training on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up big time because I thought, except for the folks up in front, I'm the only gay person in this audience. And I just felt it. It was very uncomfortable.
It always is. And even though I have worked through a lot of these messages, whenever I encounter some interpersonal homophobia, it always bubbles up. And I think there's a part of us that will always sort of struggle with that in some way or another. But I do think that it's certainly not a struggle that can't be overcome.
Another important thing is that more and more people are coming out, and people in the media and people in sports are beginning to come out and becoming role models. And I think as a younger person, I didn't really have any role models or anyone who was out that I knew of. I think that helps for people who maybe aren't in San Francisco or Seattle, some celebrated area, that one, they have famous people they could learn about or look up to. And also there's the Trevor Project website, and it's an awesome resource for young people.
It is. And I also want to add that I'm a staff psychologist at the Counseling Center here on campus. And for students, you can call our phone number around the clock, 826-3236, anytime, and talk to a professional counselor about what you're struggling with.
Could you give the phone number one more time?
Sure. It's 707-826-3236.
You can check out the Trevor Project online at trevorproject.org. And their hotline number is 866-488-7386. 866-488-7386 or trevorproject.org. Well, thank you, Buddy. And thank you very much, Elliot, for stopping by the studio once again. You can listen to the choir every Wednesday right here on KHSU's homepage. And for archive shows, we're on iTunes. That's QWIRE.